Good morning, Professor Gray. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ifiwe. I'm fine. How are you? You sound all bright and chirpy.
Can you tell? I haven't even taken my first sip of coffee. I was just excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
So we know about the incredible impact that you had on this country insofar as you're leading the Sisonke trial here in South Africa. The findings have recently been published in the New England Journal of Medicine earlier this month. We sometimes forget, because you saved us from so much, we sometimes forget that it was a trial, right? We sometimes think it was just an intervention. But help us understand what some of those findings are saying to us.
I think it was very important. This study has shown us a lot. So we were able to deliver the first dose of the J&J vaccine. And then we gave the boost to healthcare workers just before the Omicron wave. And this showed that the single dose with a boost protected against hospitalization and severe disease. And we also compared this. We were also able to compare this to the two-dose Pfizer and found that the A26 with the boost fared just as well and had the same results as the two-dose Pfizer's. So what this tells us is that the two vaccine regimens that we have in South Africa are both good and effective and robust, and that, in my view, boosting before waves will continue the protection that we saw with both the Pfizer and the J&J vaccine.
So that's powerful confirmation, I suppose, to get. And what should we take away from that? I mean, as we are heading into another wave, the fifth wave, is that something that potentially government could take into its marketing strategy or its awareness campaign regarding getting vaccinated before we head into winter?
Yes, I think so. I think what it takes away is that these vaccines do protect against severe disease and death. But what we do see is that we do have breakthrough infections with vaccines. And so people shouldn't be upset or alarmed if they got vaccinated and they find that they have a breakthrough infection. It's more likely that the vaccine will attenuate your disease course and protect you from dying. And so it's thought it's very important to have vaccines, even though you think, oh, well, I've got, you know, how good is this vaccine after I've just got infected? But it has protected you. So I think it's important for the government strategy to continue its coverage of people, because, you know, they're still, there's still about half this population that needs to be vaccinated. And also people are tired and don't want to get their boost. This should be an impetus for people to go and get their boost before winter and as BA4, BA5 increase in our country.
Dr. Gray, you've had a great deal of input with respect to not just this particular pandemic, but also our concerns around the epidemic of HIV/AIDS. And so you would be familiar with those campaigns. Usually, you know, prevention is the strongest advocate. Are you satisfied with the government's efforts at this particular time to bring awareness to COVID-19 and the awareness to getting ourselves vaccinated? South Africa's got one of the lowest vaccine take-up percentages in the world at 35 at this particular point, 35%. And we all know what we need to get to herd immunity. I'm not asking you to speak out against government or anything like that. I'm just asking, are you satisfied with the efforts maybe all of us have made to get ourselves vaccinated?
I think we need to redouble our efforts. There's COVID fatigue. There's been two years of brutal brutal pandemic that not only did we lose lives, but we also lost our jobs. And people were locked down, and there's been a lot of anger and mistrust of government, not only our government, but governments at a global level.
Sure.
And so we have to redouble our efforts. We have to, everyone has to be an advocate. You know, if we're citizens of a country, we all have to say, let's try and take care and try and protect ourselves and everybody else from COVID. As we let down our guards, we have other circulating viruses like the RSV or respiratory syncytial virus and influenza. And so all these co-infections also might make things worse for people, particularly people who are vulnerable and elderly. And so as we go into winter, mask wearing will help not only protect you against COVID, but also against other respiratory viruses. And we just need to take care and get vaccinated. And it is tiring and it is exhausting. And sometimes it feels like the vaccines aren't doing any good, but they are protecting you against severe disease. And so we just have to redouble our efforts to try and help each other get through this winter.
You certainly do. Professor, I'm just, you know, congratulations on the findings of your trial, the work that it was able to see play out. And of course, the fact that, if you recall, I think many of us forget, if it weren't for the study, South Africa was really in the outside the room when it came to vaccines. And really, you prompted the introduction of single-handedly of vaccines into South Africa. And we might be telling a completely different story. So thank you very much for your brilliant work.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Professor Glenda Gray, CEO and President of the South African Medical Research Council. I'm not even playing. Single-handedly diverted J&J vaccines to South Africa outside of the government that was pussyfooting around at the time and not getting our COVID vaccine contract signed. Your friend, Zweli Mkhize, thank goodness for this woman. She saved our lives.